What's going on? It's Mackenzie, producer Porkchop, intern Chloe Money, and Liv the Web Girl. And in Indianapolis, there is a winter weather advisory. Lots of snow. We are getting pounded. The roads, I was slipping and sliding on the way in, so be very careful. Lots of schools on delays. Carmel Clay School's 2-hour delay. Hamilton Southeastern, 2-hour delay. Noblesville Schools, we got 2-hour delay, as well as IPS. So check your, of course, with your school, your local listing. They're really good. I mean, I get a voicemail every morning. They let you know if your kiddos are delayed. I know a lot of kids are hoping for school closings, but that's the latest. Okay, you guys. So I got a call yesterday from my buddy. He's actually down in Florida. They're having no winter storms, which is I'm jealous of. But He said that his dog, Malcolm, who's like reminds me of the dog in Marley and Me, he said he was in the shower. Malcolm busted in the shower, like while he was in there, stole the soap and like started chewing on the soap, then got after the remote control and he freaked out. He got swallowed batteries.
Oh my god.
They had to go to the ER. And they got the vet ER, and they got the batteries out, and thank goodness he was okay.
How did they get the batteries out?
Oh,
I don't think I want to know.
I know, but anyway, so this got me thinking, what did your dog accidentally eat? Because I feel like dogs will just eat anything, or your pet in general, and it can be horrifying.
So when I was in college, I had 10 guy friends who all lived together, and one of them had their dog living there. So it's basically like all of these 10 dudes' dog, and one of them made an entire platter of weed brownies.
What?
And he placed them on top of his dresser, and the dog got a hold of it, and the dog ate the entire platter of weed brownies. And this was like an 100-pound dog. So all 10 of them started freaking out and they all rushed the dog to the vet ER. And I'm just like picturing 10 of the most like fratty douchebag looking guys like panicking in the waiting room being like, our dog ate our weed brownies.
Was the dog okay?
The dog was totally
super
fine.
Super chill.
Wait, it was fine? Does it affect it at all?
I mean, I think they pumped its stomach or something and it was fine. But the dog was totally okay. The dog was fine. I mean, I'm sure for the first half an hour, the dog was probably stoned. But I mean, the dog after that was totally fine. The dog is still alive and well. And this was 110-pound dog. So it was
it's
a big dog.
Then he had the
dog
munchies later.
Yeah.
The poor little dude. 833-563-2539. What did your dog eat or what did your pet get into? Rest in peace, my little Belle. So she was blind and deaf. So she got into a lot of stuff and she didn't know what it was. So she ate Play-Doh, which I feel like maybe we eat Play-Doh when we were kids sometimes. Some people do. But I didn't know. It's very interesting. At least it happened in this circumstance. When she got into the Play-Doh, the blue Play-Doh, it came out the blue Play-Doh.
Oh,
it
came out how it entered in.
Really?
Okay.
My dog, my old dog, used to eat plastic all the time. I used to get into plastic and eat the actual plastic.
Why?
And I don't know.
It doesn't taste or look good.
I don't know. It would just eat everything. And it would just eat plastic all the time. Even if it would get into the Oreos, it would eat some of the Oreos, but then it would also eat some of the plastic. And it would come out plastic.
My cousin's dog just ate their entire advent calendar. And that's chocolate!
Uh-oh.
But the dog's okay. I guess. I mean, because every time they say dogs can't eat chocolate, but it's the amount, I guess.
All right. They can't eat their weight in chocolate. Right. That's what'll kill them.
I think it's the amount, and also I think it's long-term effects. So my old dog used to get into chocolate all the time. And we would try, we would put it up and put it up, but it would just find ways to get into it. And it would eat almost every box of Valentine's my dad ever got my mom. And it ended up dying of liver cancer years later. But I think it's over time it has the effects of it.
All right, 833-563-2539. We've got a bunch of calls coming in we'll get to in just a second. And real quick, one time I was at my ex's house and my ex's mom was watching her mom's dog, right?
Okay.
But we were all outside in the man cave and I had a bottle of calcium pills. What dog do you think would want to eat calcium pills? So I come inside, the bottle is torn to pieces. There's pills all over the ground. So I start counting them.
No.
And we determined that the dog ate four and the vet said it was okay.
I have one that is going to blow y'all's mind. I'll tell you all about it next.
Oh, I can't wait for that. Yes, tell us, what did your dog or pet accidentally eat? 833-563-2539. It's Joe and Mackenzie on Radio Now. Joe and McKenzie. We are taking your calls at 833-563-2539. What did your dog eat or your animal? We had some crazy stories. My buddy's dog ate batteries, a bar of soap. My cousin's dog just got into the advent calendar, literally ate all the chocolate out of it. All right, Chops, the phone lines are blowing up. Who do we have?
We've got Butcher. What happened with you, Butcher? What'd your dog eat?
I had a 210-pound wolf hybrid.
Wow.
She ate a $10,000 engagement ring.
Oh, no!
Yeah, my fiance did the dishes. She put it down. She turned around. It was gone. Yeah, that was a fun thing to try to get back.
Did you get it out the other end?
Yes, I'm smart. I tied a bag to her behind and let her run around and do her business.
And when it happened, were you like, I see it! I see it!
No, I had to take a little wand and, like, you know, that people use to look in the grass or stuff.
How many times did you sanitize that ring before you gave it back?
Oh, I took it to Helzberg Diamonds. I was like, here, I need this cleaned. And they were like, what happened? I was like, my dog ate it. And then another time, my dog ate my ex-fiance's brother's half pound of wheat out of his book bag.
I feel like dogs attracted to that.
They like the scent, maybe.
Butcher, great stories. Thank you so much.
Hey, I got a quick side note for Butcher. So, like, one time I went to the bathroom on my laptop, like, when I was drunk. And so I brought it in to get fixed, and they asked me what happened. I was like, I dropped some soda on it.
I would have said my dog
did it. Yeah, I was going to say.
I don't want to tell them that, like, there's... You know,
I thought it was a restroom. All
right, let's go to Madison on line 3. Madison, hey, what'd you want to say?
Hey, I wanted to say my pug ate a whole canister of paintballs.
Paintballs?
Oh, paintballs?
My God.
Your pug?
Yeah, he was like pooping and throwing up rainbows before he found
Fabulous.
What's your pug's name?
His name is Dub.
Dub?
That sounds
Dub.
That honestly kind of sounds like a dog that would puke rainbow.
Yeah.
What's that thing that Wendy Williams says? She's always like,
how you doing?
Oh, yeah, there you go. How you doing?
That's awesome. Thanks, girl.
Thank you, Madison. Now, how about Jasmine? What did your dog eat?
So I actually work at a dog daycare.
Oh.
And you'd be surprised like how many things I've seen come out of dogs.
What's like the craziest?
And, like, I've seen, like, piles of underwear. Yeah. And we have to return them to the pet parents, so that's a fun conversation.
Oh, that's hilarious.
That is so
I'm imagining,
gross.
like you know, the clowns when they always pull, like, towels out of their mouth.
Yeah.
But the other end.
The other end. Oh, thank you so much, Jasmine. That's disgusting, and I'm sorry. Joe, how about you, Joe? What'd your dog eat? Joe, are you there?
Oh, I don't think we have Joe, underwear tip, Liv, you had something
to
share.
Yes, my old dog used to eat the crotches out of all of our underwear.
What?
Which is just so weird. And my mom would come into the laundry room and she'd be like, damn it, like again.
Like you and your sisters.
Yes, I have three older sisters, so all of our panties all the time, just... crotchless, and my mom had to throw them away.
That's how they roll over there.
This is Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.